It wasn't the crash of the gun, but the thump of the bullet hitting soft tissue that always made Tom Rogers grow cold. The sounds and images from that fateful moment were just as fresh to him as the day it happened, even though years had passed. The normal thunder of the rifle was followed immediately by a dreadful ping as the round ricocheted. Then the terrifying thunk reflexively yanked Tom's head toward it. The horror that followed was still unfathomable. Each time Tom sat at the table where it happened, he relived that moment, his memory silently regurgitating a slow trickle of nightmarish pictures. His son Drew had turned to him, his face locked in a puzzled frown, lips wedged open by the first syllable of the word father. His brain functions had ceased before he could transmit the rest. For a long moment, the only movement came from a dark red circle in the middle of his boy's head, bubbling a line of crimson that slowly dripped, following a track around the bridge of his nose and eye socket before coursing down his cheek. A droplet clung to his open lip, a silent red tear that would never be shed. Then Drew folded over like a book cover, gravity taking control. His eyes rolled back, his face went completely slack, his head listed, and then came to a permanent rest on top of his rifle, his upper body held motionless by the top of the table he'd been shooting from. His already cooling finger mockingly teased the trigger of the gun as if it were ready to render another go-round. Tom had felt like a detached witness to this unspeakable event, one he could never have imagined. His 8-year-old son had just died right before his eyes. "Drew!" he remembered yelling, cupping his son's limp form into his arms as if he could squeeze him back to life. The rest of that day's images were a lightning blur. His wife had run from the house, dropping glasses of freshly poured lemonade she was bringing them. The broken vessels remained to this day in the same place they had landed. She had found Tom sobbing, rocking his dead son back and forth just as he did when Drew was an infant. The ambulance arrived. She must have called. Drew's body was whisked away, so that all that was left of his boy were the horrific images from that day. She went with the ambulance, and just like that, she was plucked from his life, too. Later, she had told him it was all his fault. It was all that prepping shit that forced their son into the situation where an accident like this could happen, and they were too far from emergency services to save him. Her last words in their short phone conversation were, "I hope you enjoy your solitude when the world ends, because it will be without the son and the marriage you murdered." That one word still rattled around Tom's head like a bad hangover. Murdered. Now he fixated on the 8x10 target, fastened to a dead tree leaning into a rising mesa, its corners curled by the relentless winds and unforgiving time. Near the innermost circle of the bullseye was the final hole. It was the only evidence left of that ruinous moment. Tom scowled at the target and relived the most ghastly of the mental pictures from that day. His son's helpless look, a face that begged for help. His lifeless form. The bullet hole in the target and the matching one in his boy's head. Each day he'd park himself on the chair beside the table Drew had been shooting from, and he would look at this withering marker of that time and remember his son. He would sit outside until the sun set, and the bright light of day was consumed by the quiet of night. And each day he waited for the pain of this festering memory to go away. This day was no different. Seconds bled into minutes, and then drained into hours. And as he waited for the darkness to soften his agony, his otherwise empty mind was filled with a Simon and Garfunkel ballad. "Hello, darkness, my old friend," his mind recalling each of the words as if they were written for him. "Vision that was planted in my brain." A labored hum rose softly from the base of his throat, slowly matching the familiar words playing in his mind, while all of the day's light ebbed away. But on this night, years after Drew's death, the light returned.